This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone, launched and inaugurated various projects worth over 83,300 crore rupees during his day-long visit to Hazaribagh in Jharkhand today. The projects include Dharti Aba Jan Jatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan with a total outlay of over 79,150 crore rupees and multiple projects under Pradhan Mantri Janajati Adivasi Nyay Maha Abhiyan. The Prime Minister also inaugurated 40 Eklavya schools and laid foundation stones of 25 Eklavya schools. Addressing people on this occasion, the Prime Minister said multiple projects will significantly boost efforts to empower tribal communities and enhance rural infrastructure across the state. Mr. Modi said, without developing and empowering of tribal community of the country, the dream of a developed India cannot be fulfilled. Mr. Modi said, tribal welfare is on the topmost agenda of the government. Meanwhile, in another event during its visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today criticized Jharkhand's Mukti Morcha for jeopardizing people's identity and culture in the state for vote bank politics. Addressing the Parivartan Mahasabha in Hazaribagh, Mr. Modi termed the BJP's Parivartan Yatra not as a mere political campaign but as a movement to safeguard the state's future. Leaders of global organizations congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the successful completion of 10 years of Swachh Bharat Mission. In their messages, they emphasized on how the campaign has significantly transformed India through improved sanitation and cleanliness. Director General of World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, highlighted the significant strides made in achieving sustainable development goals through the initiative. World Bank President Ajay Banga remarked that the mission has significantly transformed India through improved sanitation. Asian Development Bank President Masatsugu Asakawa said that the bank is proud to have partnered with the country on the visionary initiative from the very start. Chairman of Tata Trust, Ratan Tata, and Microsoft founder Bill Gates also congratulated Mr. Modi. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Rajasthan from tomorrow. During a visit, the President will attend the 32nd convocation of Mohanlal Sukaria University at Udaipur. The President will also be present in the Adi Gaurav Samman Samaroh organized by the Rajasthan government. Election campaign in Haryana is at its peak. Political leaders have been making all-out efforts to woo the voters with only one day left for campaigning. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh campaigned in Kurukshetra and Yamunanagar districts. Addressing a rally, Mr. Singh accused Congress party of doing politics of lies. Other party leaders Anurag Thakur, Hema Malini and Naveen Jindal also held roadshows in different constituencies. On the other hand, Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi today addressed election rallies in Bhavani Khera of Bhiwani district and Julana of Jind district, while Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a rally in Charkhi Dadri. Addressing a rally, Ms. Priyanka Gandhi alleged that farmers are being misled in the name of minimum support price. Senior Aam Aadmi leader and former Deputy Chief Minister of Delhi, Manish Sisodia, also held a roadshow. The election campaign will end tomorrow evening. New areas were inundated today as flood fury continues in 17 districts of Bihar, affecting about 15 lakh people. Rising water levels in the Kosi, Gandak, Mahananda, Kamala Balan and Bagmati rivers are flooding low-lying areas. The worst affected districts include Sitamadi, Darbhanga, West Champaran, Madhubani, Supaul and Saharsa. Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises has said that the announcement of 25% increase in the wages of spinners and 7% increase in the wages of loom weavers have come into effect from today. The announcement in this regard had been made on 17th of last month. Khadi Village Industry Commission Chairman Manoj Kumar said that the spinners who previously earned 10 rupees per hank would now receive 12 rupees 50 paise. Mr. Kumar also emphasized that during Mr. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's tenure over past decade, wages have increased by 213%.